Joining me for this edition of Eye on the Arts is local filmmaker Nick Mantis, who is always seen about town videotaping, as we used to call it,
yep.
something or other.
Videotaping.
And Nick, among you keep your finger in many pies. That's for sure. You do.
Yep.
You're a writer.
Yes.
And a filmmaker.
Correct.
Documentarian.
Mm-hmm.
And you've been working on a documentary about local author Gene Shepherd.
Yep.
How did that come about?
Well, in 2008, the downtown city council for Hammond, mm-hmm. Karen Maravilla mm-hmm. in particular, reached out to me and asked if I would volunteer some time and help them create a little video. Five-minute video connecting the city of Hammond mm-hmm. with the movie A Christmas Story.
Mm-hmm.
And I got excited about the idea because I knew a little bit about the movie and how popular it was and mm-hmm. somewhat a little bit of knowledge of the author and the writer of the movie, Gene Shepherd, from Hammond, Indiana. And that's basically all I knew, what most people here in the region know about the movie, that's supposed to be Goblets in the movie.
Right.
And, you know, Warren G. Harding is actually in Hessville. And I do think I hear Griffith, Indiana, mentioned in the movie. And so I was excited. And I said, sure, I'd do it. And so that's how it all started. And I heard a couple clips on Gene Shepherd while I was doing the research for that 2008 video for them. And as the years went on, I couldn't get his voice out of my head. For some reason, I just kept thinking about him. The stories that I heard from him and some of the contributions that he had made to the media in general and a lot of things that people didn't know about him. So I said to myself, you know, why not step up and allocate my resources and, you know, do a documentary on this particular individual who just hasn't had the spotlight shined on him.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what I enjoy doing very much is putting the spotlight on people that otherwise wouldn't get any recognition. It's kind of my passion. And so I wrote Phil Potempa letting him know that I was interested in doing the documentary. And he wrote an article and it got a Google hit. And somebody, mm-hmm. The book author on Gene Shepherd's only book, Eugene Bergman, Excelsior, The Enigma of Gene Shepherd, he contacted me and said, Nick, your timing's impeccable. In 2 weeks in New York, for the first time since Gene Shepherd passed away in 1999, they're going to honor him in a night of remembering Gene Shepherd, master storyteller, at the Paley Center, moderated by Jerry Seinfeld.
Hmm.
And so I went to the local library, and I still at this point didn't know much about him.
Mm-hmm.
And I grabbed as many CDs, audio tapes that I could. And then Sunday night, 3 in the morning, I started driving in a very cold January morning east on 80 to New York, and I put the first CD of Gene Shepherd, and 13 hours later, I honestly felt like somebody was sitting next to me in the passenger seat telling me these wonderful stories mm. about growing up in Hammond, the Midwest, the Chicagoland area. And it was just a very enlightening moment for me in my life.
It wasn't originally called Christmas Story.
No, Gene Shepherd actually had another title for it. It evades me right now. But
and it was a part of a collection, I think, of...
Well, no, A Christmas Story, actually, the article itself was a Playboy article.
That's what I thought.
Yeah.
And but then was it published in another, like a collection of his?
Yeah, there are... Yeah, there are some collections of his.
Since then.
Yeah, of course,
yeah,
yes.
Okay.
And then a lot of it, what basically Gene Shepherd did was he took a dozen stories of that were very popular that he told on the radio,
uh-huh.
wrote them in Playboy magazine each individually,
uh-huh.
and then he collected those and put them in a book called In God We Trust, All Others Pay Cash.
That's the one I'm trying to think of.
And
yeah.
in that book right there, they went ahead and made A Christmas Story from there.
Yeah, that's what I was. So now, when will the documentary be completed? We just have less than a minute to go.
Well, what makes this documentary very, very unique is that I'm going to have Gene Shepherd narrate his own life story, even though he's been dead for 20
okay,
years.
That's a trick.
And that's been the challenge that I have.
Uh-huh.
But it's coming together very well now that I've been listening to more and more of his shows and I've uh-huh. been able to dedicate more time to that. But I'm planning on the summer of 2020.
Oh, great. So
yep.
soon. We
yep.
don't have to
very
wait too
soon.
Much longer.
Yep. Nope. Nope. And it's been very interesting, and a lot of people have been stepping forward, like Jerry Seinfeld, to give me an interview who got into comedy listening to Gene Shepard. And there's still some celebrities out there, some big names like Howard Stern and Steven Spielberg, who all have had contributions by Gene Shepard through their careers.
So Seinfeld got into comedy because he was inspired.
Mm-hmm.
By our own Gene Shepard.
That's right.
That's
how about
fantastic.
That? Yes,
okay.
It is.
Well, Nick, good luck with the documentary. That'll be great to see.
Thanks for having me, John,
and I
very much enjoy the show.
And thank you for listening. We'll be back again next week with another edition of Eye on the Arts.